Hi, welcome to the Bite Size Business Podcast by K-Man Consulting. Today, we're going to be discussing the marketing plan portion of a business plan. So, in the last podcast, it was very short because we covered a very short section, the executive summary. And so, that's going to lead us into our marketing plan, which is today. So, strap in. So, we're going to talk about the marketing plan. So, very quickly, we want to address the three P's in the marketing plan. The product, price, and promotion. What are we selling? How much are we selling it for? And how are we going to sell it? So let's dig into each of those individually. So with the product, what are we selling here, guys? So let's say t-shirts. You're going to sell t-shirts. Are they a premium t-shirt? Are they value priced? You want to make sure you get all of that in the marketing plan. Who's going to be your main target audience? You know, are you making t-shirts for people that like dive bars? Is it kind of a dive bar niche type of collection? Who knows? But that's where you want to illustrate that and present all your reasonings for going with that product offering. And then lastly, in the product portion, what is that going to cost you? So this is all going to play into the financial statement towards the end. But remember, what you say a t-shirt costs you here should be reflected there. So you want to make sure you do your homework. And this is where we're going to get into the business side of the plan, right? We want to find out whether the business is actually viable. And by asking these questions, we're going to get there. So what is our product? Who are we going to sell it to? What's it going to cost us? That's a very basic look at the first portion, product. So pricing. So there's a bunch of different strategies on what you can go with pricing. But really, you want to find one that you want. So a real quick one would be follow the leader pricing. So you can, if your shirts resemble Nike t-shirts or Under Armour, it's a similar compression shirt, you could probably sell it for a similar price if you have your branding right. So you can say, we will sell our products at X dollars because that is what this competitor is charging and we believe we have a comparable good. Great. So we're going to get into some more pricing strategies later on. Really excited for that episode, to be honest, because there's a lot of stuff there. But very simply, what's our price? What's our reasoning for that price? And what's going to back us up on that? Lastly, in the three P's, we have promotion. So how are we going to sell it to people? How are we going to establish our brand? How are we going to ask people to buy it? Are you going to go to retail? Are you going to have a retail location to sell these t-shirts? Are you going to have just a website? Are you going to have a website and then try to sell to vendors? Not vendors. Are you going to try to be a vendor to sell your t-shirts at other people's stores? So whatever your distribution strategy is here, you want to have it in there. Okay, guys? And then lastly, in the marketing plan, outline who your competition is. So if you're making the high-end compression shirts like we talk about Nike, talk about Under Armour, talk about why you would think that you have a superior product. Or if you're going with a value strategy, talk about why you think that people looking for compression shirts would want a value product versus a premium product. But you want to address the competition and why you think that you have an edge over that competition. Okay? So that's a very quick synopsis of the marketing plan. If you have any suggestions for items that you would like covered in future episodes, please reach out to us on Instagram at CVMNConsult. Those are the letters C, V, M, and N, followed by consult. Now, go get after it, guys.
The The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.